Rabbi here to some extent seems to be steering Gemara, which Rishonim deal with, and then based on that, the Rishonim that they give makes nafkamina as the halacha. So the Gemara in Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Mar Bar Ravashi, Hai Duvsha the Tamri. So that's the liquid, which that's the dvash, the honey, which means the liquid of the dates, the nectar. Mavorchan alay luye shakol yam bidvarei. So you make a bracha shahakos. The bracha on dvash tamarim is shahakol. My time is zeh ba'amhu, because that liquid which comes out is dealt with in halacha. It's not considered a real halacha. It's not the pri. So you can't say the bracha bre pio eitz on it. It's some liquid, whatever it is, that we look at as an insignificant element. And that's the only exception to that is the liquid which the Torah defines as a liquid. So the liquid which comes out of grapes, the Torah calls yayin. Liquid which comes out of zeisim, the Torah calls shemen. But some liquid which comes out is considered Zeyev Alma, and the more brings a Mishnah, the Gabi Hilchus Orla, that it's not considered Yechayev Chemish, because it's not considered the actual fruit. Have a Chiyev Chemish. Okay, that's Kapaskin.
The date honey doesn't have a
Chiyev Chemish. Okay. So that's the Gemara on Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph. There's a Gemara on Daf Lamed Tesam and Aleph, which after a long sugya back and forth of what's the halacha on Meshlach, is a person takes vegetables and he cooks them, and he eats the resulting liquid. The Gemara comes out at the end, Amar Papa Pshitali, Mai the Silka Kisilka, the liquid of beets, when you make you cook beets, so the liquid comes out, gets the same bracha as the beets. May the lifta kalifta, turnips. May the kula shlaki kula shlaki. The liquid which you, any item which you cook, shlaki means you cook it well, gets the same bracha as the vegetable itself. Or a papa, what's the lacha by may the shivsa? This type of a spice called shavis shivsa. Which is not really edible as it is. All it does is it gives flavor. Rashi says it's called anit balaz, whatever anit balaz means. I don't know what it means, anise or something else. I don't know what it means. So that's a shayla. But he says chlor, that my the silk is kisil. So Tosis points out over here in Lamed Tesam and Aleph. My the silk is kisil. Mavarchan aluye rei pri adama. So the same way you make the bracha on the beets of a rei pri adama, you make a bracha on the liquid of the soup of the beets. You'd also make a bracha rei pri adama. Avishain ba ela mayim v'tamei rokas. Mavarchan aluye kasher yavarch al yarokas. Even though all you have really is water, which is shahakol, and flavor, which is whatever, you make the same bracha. The May Paris Zeabahu. We said before that what you take out of the fruits is just Zeabahama, and the bracha is shahakal, not the same bracha as the fruits. So you take a orange, which the bracha is brepiates, and you squeeze out and you make orange juice, and you make a shahakal. Yeshtachalak. So Tosis says the heart is here. Tosis says, no, yeshtachalak. That's all Tosis says. Tosis doesn't say what the chiluk is. So that's not very satisfying, shall we say. So we're going to talk about five mahalchim in the Rishonim today. How to answer the stira. All five mahalchim are brought down in the halacha. Two of them, the first are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch itself, and the other three are brought down in the Magen Avraham. And so we have to, based on how you understand the chiluk, there are nafkaminas halacha l'maisa. So we're going to go through them one by one. Now, I'm not saying that they're all easy to understand. You know, we'll try and be master them as best as we can. Okay, the first one is the Rosh, simply because it's here in the Gemara. I should go to the Rosh first. The Rosh is here in the Gemara. So it's in Simen Yud Ches. Over here in the Paris, Simen Yud Ches is a small piece of Rosh. And then Amai the Silka, Amai the Lifta, Amai the Shivsa, Repi Adam. The Kaimon, Amai the Kulashlaki, Kishlaki. So the Loch, all these things, the Loch, you make the correct bracha on this liquid. the same you make on the vegetable itself, you make on the liquid of the vegetable. When you okay, so far it's basically a quote of Tosis. The Rosh says why, at least that's his explanation of the why. The fee. Shemashka ain loy tama pri. The liquid doesn't have the flavor of the pri. After Shimbishal Hapri, Nicholas Tam, Haperis, Bemayim, Mavorach, and Alayan, Brain Prio Aids. However, possibly, if you'd cook the fruits, the correct method would be Brain Prio Aids. So the Rosh seems to be suggesting that the Chilik is, he says, after he doesn't commit himself to 100%, because we'll see there's a Russian Chumas who says a different Chilik. But as written, the Rosh has been Mechalik between squeezing out the liquid and cooking it. Squeezing out the liquid, the bracha is Shahako, it's not the fruit itself. And cooking it is the fruit itself. It's the Rosh says. So Rabbi Yaakov Enden, the Marxiah says, the Chareta Dover of Zar. It's a strange idea, such an idea, like if anything we would have argued the other way around. Here you start with some water, which is water. You cook the vegetable in it, and you get the flavor of the vegetable in the water. So it's water with vegetable flavor, right? So the Bracha Shahakol. Here you take the orange, you squeeze out the orange. You get orange juice. So Bracha Shabbat eats. But the Marxiah says the exact opposite. Right? The Mor says when you take the orange, you squeeze it out, the broth, and then you get the liquid. That liquid is a shahako. When you cook vegetables and water, and now the water has the tamid of vegetables, the bracha is brei priyates, brei priyadoma. The vegetables are brei priyadoma, right? Like, and then the Rosh says maybe that's the chiluk. So the Rabbi Yaakov Enden, the Mor says the chiluk is davar zarhu. So it's a strange shot. He does in the
lobby.
He's not the only one who says it. It's a difficult problem to understand the Rosh. There is a Cheben Boisha who's Mazrim Shad on the Rosh, and then the Simon Reishe, back one step. So this, these two halachos are both brought halacha l'maisa. The din olam hatas is brought in Simon Reishe, and the din on Lama Ches is brought down in the Simon Reish Beis Sif Yud. Okay. The Bechara brings the Rosh first and the Rosh second. Says I would do the Rosh first, but the Rosh is here, so he did the Rosh anyway. So the Chem and Moshe and Simon Reish A suggests a Pshat, Timaz Bar Rosh, that what the Rosh is saying is that we see in the morning Lamentasim and Aleph that we are willing to say the Bruch of the item itself and the Tam also. The time of the item is enough to give it dinner. That's clear. Which we find such a constant Allah Tam Kiikr, we find the rice of the Mur comes out. Well, Rashi Shita is the Tam Kiikr is the Rabbana, but most many Rishonim Shita is the Tam Kiikr is the rice, that the time of the item is the same din as the item itself. So Tam, you make a bracha, a Dhamma on the Tam, doesn't bother us. What the Rosh is saying, what the Chema Moshe suggests, the Rosh is saying is that the Mur is telling us that when you squeeze out the orange, there's the orange, and there's liquid in the orange. That liquid never was the orange to start with. So the time that you taste in that liquid which comes out is not the time of the orange. That's the time of that liquid inside of an orange, which is called liquid. That the Torah never called it a mashim. I mean, the Torah said this is not the fruit itself. This is a totally different entity which happens to live inside of an orange. Whereas when you cook it, you get the actual time of, say, if you take an orange, I guess, theoretically, you cook an orange, you get the flavor of the orange in the water, you make a bracha on it, a brepiates. But the problem is, that's what the Chavez Moshe says, that's pshat on the Rosh. Okay. Yimashi, whether you like the pshat or not, the Rosh says it's pshat, and it's brought down in the Lachal Mai. The Rosh comes along and says, it look like this. The Rosh over here in the Kedushim, which is here. Second, I'm finding it in this version. In this. Yeah. Well, Dama Lamaida Shloki, it's a long piece over here on Lama Chesam and Aleph, the Vashat Tamorim, about halfway through the piece. Well, Dama Lamaida Shloki, Umaida the Shivsa, the Hano Kiman the Roy, Bachelosin Hawaii, and a Shlika, Meshikosin Kamoisin. So at the Rashba, the reason why in Lama Chesam and Aleph these get the bracha of Rapi Hadama, because Roy of the way you use these items is by cooking them and getting the liquid. Therefore, Meshikosin is Kamoisin. The less darkei the mishlake, but the things which are, the darkei is not to cook them, or to squeeze them, but rather to eat them intact as normal. There, the liquid is not the same as the item itself. So he says, so something like tapuchim or tamorim, which the main way they were eaten was you would eat an apple or you would eat the dates. You wouldn't squeeze. The main way of eating dates wasn't to squeeze dates to get their nectar. So over there, the bracha is going to be that the Mor says that's Zeir Ba'alma and the bracha is Shehakol. But if I would have a type of a fruit which the normal derech is to squeeze it to get the liquid out, and chanami, the bracha would be Brepi Eitz. So if I tell you that the orange juice, that the oranges they use for orange juice are a special type of variety of oranges, a species of oranges which are only used for juicing, and they don't really eat them. So according to Rashi, the correct bracha on orange juice is Brei Pri Yoetz. Because the derech of this type of orange is to squeeze it and use the liquid to drink. So according to Rashi, the correct bracha on orange juice is Ho'etz. So that's the Rashba's type. So the Shulchan Aruch, when he brings it down.
This is a special type of orange, or just that's what they use?
He's saying that this is. Now, it's not clear in the Rashba. Rashba lost his kim in the Roy Vachilos and Oyede Shlika. So, how significant is the kuda of Roy? Let's say it's half and half. Let's say it's normal to do this. Both are normal. Like, grapefruits. They don't have a special. They don't have a special type of grapefruit for grapefruit juice. They use regular grapefruits. So grapefruit juice is a totally normal uses for grapefruits, and eating grapefruits is also totally normal. They're both equally normal. I don't know which one is Roy. Let's say, you know, and that means, so what I tell you, if I tell you they did a study, and 55% of the grapefruits are eaten, and 45% of the grapefruits are squeezed, the difference not called in the mice over there, that's a normal usage. That could be, that's also the Rashi, or maybe eating Dafka Roy, but I'm not sure.
What's the Svara of that?
The Svara of the Rashi is, the similar sense of the Svara of Rashi is the Svara of not the Daita the Hochi. The Gemara says before an idea on Aflam and Vav that something which is planted for that purpose, that becomes the pre. In other words, we understand the word pre incorrectly. In other words, we understand the word pre meaning the fruit. It means the produce. And the Gemara says, if I plant something for this purpose, that becomes what it produces. So even though there has to be a process which the person does in between, Haraya, we make Brei Pri Hagafen on wine. Right? Now, wine doesn't grow on vines as far as I know. Right? Grapes grow on vines. If you make a Brei Pri on grapes, like Moshe says, you're not Yotze. The correct bracha is Brei Pri Eitz. Because the real fruit of the vine, means the purpose of vines and why they're planted, is to produce wine. So what wine produces in the world is wine. What vines, produce in the world is wine. They don't produce grapes. Well, they do produce grapes, but that's all in its step to what the tachlis, why it was planted for. So that's the Svara of the Mor says before the Not Adaita Dehochi. So the Rashba is basically saying that if this was not Adaita Dehochi, it was planted for this purpose. That's why it's used. This is the true pre of this plant that Rashba put in the Bria. The true pre of it is this result. That's what it's for here for at least in our generation. So it's not Zeibal. Actually, you would say if it's taka, there's a specific one which is specifically used and cultivated for that purpose. It's a different type of a. So we'll get the tomato. Let's say tomato soup. So the soup, the type of tomato they use in soups is a specific type of tomato that you know when they. I'm not talking about your house. I'm talking about when they canned tomato soup or tomato juice. They use a specific type of a tomato.
So it's telling the general usage in the world, not like what this specific plant was for.
Yeah, I don't know whether the fellow planted Hini Mukhan Mazum in the Kai Mitzvah, you know, when he planted this specific tomato plant. Right. So now, the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Beis brings us down. Perish Shashron, Oibishim, remind me, you soak them or you cook them.
What
It's Zeya.
Zeya. Okay, sweat literally.
I know it.
So the Mechaber says over here, whether you soaked it or you cooked it, you put a pre in water. So I don't care the bracha shahakol. V'harosh kosav the after she nichas tamar pre b'mayim mevarach shabrei piyuetz. If it cooked well and it got the flavor, it's very piyuetz. So here he's Mechaber. He's talking about an average type of a thing which you don't plant it for that purpose. That's in Reish Bey's Sif Yud. So in Reish Hey, Sif Bey's, Alamayim Shabishtah Bo Yohed Nyerok is Mavarach HaBrocha Atzma, Shemavarach Al Yerok is Atzma. Obishayin Bema Latama Yorok. So the presentation over here is the first sheet. There's no clue between whether you cook it or squeeze it or soak it. It doesn't make a difference. If it's, and the Rashi said, the chilek is whether it's normal or not. That Mechaber brings is the first sheet to Stam. And he says the Rosh says otherwise. So the Maaseh of the Bracha is going to be Shahako. Misafek, the Bracha is going to be Shahako.
On which case?
If I take apples and I cook them, so according to the Rosh, I cook them, so the Bracha is Rapier 8. So according to the Rosh, but that most apples, are their function isn't to be cooked to make a liquid. So therefore the Bracha is going to be Shahako. So you Bracha Shahako, Misafek, you make a Shahako. Okay, now, what about in Sifri Alv? He says, okay, that's very nice if you're talking about apples or you're talking about grapes, figs, or dates. So the Bracha Rishon is very simple. We have a clue about what the Bracha Rishon is. Bracha Rishon will be Shahako. Bracha Chorna is very much more complicated. Because on the Tzad, that it's a Priho Eitz, the Bracha Chorna is going to be Al Eitz or Priho Eitz, main Gimel. You have to say the long Bracha for Bracha Chorna. On the Tzad, the Bracha Shahako, the Bracha Chorna is Brei Nefoshes. Now, Shahakol is Moitzi of Brei Pio Eitz, but Brei Nefoshes is not Moitzi of Bracha Main Gimel. So he says, Mei Shriya Tzimuki Mateinu Mamei Bishulam, Mevorach Aleim Shahakol. V'yotze Gam LaRosh. That's for the Bracha Rishon. V'bracha Achrona Shalehem, Yesh Yistapik. What should you do? L'chein Yar Shemaim Lo Yishta Ela B'Sech HaSuda. So he says, either you should only have it during the meal. This way you have no suffix in the Bracha Achrona, means you washed. So you'll bench, and that'll solve that problem. Or you take a pre from the Shiva's Aminim, and you drink something else, which is clearly a Shahako, and you say Bracha Chorna, Brei Nefoshes for the drink, and an Allah Eitz, Mapir Eitz for the grapes that you had, Samela that you ate. But otherwise, you have a problem with what Bracha Chorna is going to be. Okay. He says, you're talking about the wine, the liquid of grapes, so that's called wine. So that's a whole different ballgame.
You mean the difference between grape juice and wine?
No, he's saying the liquid of grapes. If you cook, he said, in the case you cooked, so you cook figs, you can cook dates, you can cook grapes. Right? So if you cook grapes, the resulting thing is called wine. Right? So he says, depends. If you cause one, you still have the fruits in it, you leave the fruit in it, it's not called wine, it's called the liquid of cooked grapes. When you remove the fruit and you strain it out and you start using it as wine, that's when it becomes wine. Yeah, that's not significant.
I mean, if the pears are still in it, then you have the same suffix issue.
Same suffix issue.
And you just pull them out and it changes.
Right. Okay. So the Mechaber is saying, really, it's a suffix, these type of things. According to the Rosh, since you cooked it, the correct bracha is going to be now the actual Brei Pio Eitz. According to the Rosh, but it's not that it wasn't planted for that purpose. Roi B'Shtia is not made for Shtia, so the bracha will still be Shahako. We have a suffix, you make a Shahako mi suffix. Now, according to that argument, so I'm getting ahead of myself, but we'll come back to this. So Ber Heitev raises the following question. So, person, what is the correct bracha on coffee? Now, so coffee, everybody plants coffee beans. Coffee beans are planted to produce coffee. You cook the coffee and you make coffee. And you cook them. So according to the Rosh, you cooked it. According to the Rosh, it's planted for that purpose. So the crepe bracha on coffee should be Brei Pio Eitz.
Right.
Grows on a tree. Okay? So that's the Ber Heitev's horror over here. Why in the world don't we make, and that's actually the Panamir's passing to Lachlamai, so you make a Brei Pio Eitz on coffee. Okay? So here's someone saying repeats and coffee. You should know the bidiyah, but he was yotzi. He does not go back and repeat the bro.
It's only bidiyah because the other three sheets.
We'll see. Now, so far so good. They didn't have instant coffee in the time of the very hate thing. They only had one type of coffee. It was the real bona fide coffee.
Turkish cup.
What's the dinner of instant coffee? You know, I don't know. It might change the look. It might not. So the question really is not only by coffee. The question also is raised by tea. Is it the same shiloh by tea? You have the shiloh by tea. What the correct shiloh on tea is? What? What's the same shiloh? Right.
According to the rush. The coffee you make only after you ground the beans, no? So I'm sure that you're not really getting the count of the pre, because the pre is gone because you ground it.
That's hard to say. It's still there, Ben. You have the pieces there.
Rebbe said you should make a dum on like tomato.
We'll get there. I'm getting ahead of myself. I just want to point out that this is where the sugya gets very interesting, because the applications of these halachas have some really interesting applications. That's why I pointed that out. Okay.
You grind the wheat first.
Okay, mochi is lechem. Let's not go there yet. Okay, so now there are three other shittos which are brought in halacha. To be mazber this chiluk between the steer and the two gemara. So one, the Magen Avraham in Reish Hay brings them. Sivkot and Vav. Where's the Mordechai over here? Mordechai. Where did it go? I guess it's after the riff. But here we go. Okay, so it's in Ois Kuf Chaf Hay. See, so my the kula shloki kishloki. Pierce benim soichin amashkem mehem benim bishlam b'mayim. Okay, so he right away takes away the rush. The chiluk is not between squeezing and cooking. I don't care if you squeeze them or you cook them; it doesn't make a difference. But dafka yirakus. So what's talking the difference? It's simply a lacha by yirakus. He says a lam l'shishtikol ter. He says because yirakus is a concept in hilchos Shabbos. Well, okay, let's read the words. It's made to be used together with food. You dip food in it. So it remains with the status of food. That we see that if you take something and you squeeze it, you squeeze a lemon which is a food. You squeeze a liquid directly into a fish, it remains a food. You're not over the issue of problem of schita and Shabbos, which is creating a mashka out of a salad. But if you squeeze lemon into water, you squeeze lemon into a plate, so now you have lemon juice. That's the issue of schita. You squeeze lemons onto fish, it's mutter. Because masha, bolo eichel, ko eichel dami. So Zogt, the Mordechai, that since Yerok is a general, they would make something which is used as a dip to eat together with the food. You eat it as lafas with a pass. So it functions along the lines of an oichel. So it was originally an oichel. It's right to an oichel. So it maintains its original bracha. Abo metusim v'yein tapuchim shoyim v'achashi schitosim lishtia. But if you take berries and you squeeze them, or you make yein tapuchim, which is apple cider, you're going to drink it out. You don't use it for a dip. You drink it. So it changed from being the original oichel to being a new entity, which is Shakol Nebi Boroi, and Brain of Foshas Abos. Okay. So, that's the Mordechai's chiluk. So that's an interesting chiluk. So, the only thing which is going to maintain the halacha of the original bracha is something which, at the end of the day, will be used in an oichel type of usage. So, practically, we don't necessarily dip our vegetable soups into bread into vegetables. We might, if we wash, etc., you might do that. But some person suggests the way to understand the Mordechai would be that if you drink it or if you eat it. So the fact that we eat it with a spoon, right? So The fact that it's not done in a shtia type of a usage, it's done more something more dharma to achila type of usage, is indicative of that we use it more as a michael than as a mashke. It's part of a meal. It's a different type of a function than something which is made to be a drink. That's his bottom line: is a chilik, some which is an oichel, some which is a mashke. That's one suggestion of how to understand that. Why is that relevant? Because the ma'aser shechurah passes halacha lemaisa that meishlokas are kishlokas. And nowadays, we don't necessarily dip them, so do we say, according to the Mordechai, nowadays that the correct bracha on a vegetable soup is not going to be prepared, it's going to be shahako. So the person said, lab dafer, we're going to say that. But the applications above and beyond that, we're probably going to, so according to him, coffee and tea, clearly the bracha is shahako, because the mice is made for shtia, it's not made for achila.
He's making it sushtal to dash, you know? He seems to...
Inshallah is how... How meduyik is that? Does he have to be in that? Or is he saying
have to hold also that just das to put it in because, food is enough.
Right, because he's not telling you in Hilchos Shabbos, if you squeeze something into a plate and then you dip into it afterwards, it's called... You're going to wear
davidosh. Rashi might hold that, no?
What?
They make diuk in Rashi.
I don't think he's committing to that, because I think the Mordechai in Shabbos is mashma that he doesn't make that chiluk. So he's pashas borrowing it and applying it, you know, loosely. So Shaila is how loose... Once you're applying it loosely, how loose can you make it? Okay, that's the Mordechai's understanding.
Is there a place where it's accepted?
I think it's understood. Well, you know, Shaila's also how much... The Mechaber doesn't bring the Mordechai. He brings the Rosh and the Rashba. The Mechaber is questions for the Mordechai. So Shaila's okay, you know. Question for the Mordechai, how much do I have to... If I could touch up the Mordechai, then the Mordechai's not giving me an argument, I should be happy.
Who says that Shaila and the Mordechai? That even with the spoons?
I have written on my notes. I don't remember where it's from. I have written on my notes from the Kadmus Dano. So that kind of means over 20 years ago. So I don't have where to start to go to find it again. Mm-hmm. I've written down that was like it was an accepted mahalok. Okay, the next mahalok is the is. Let's see if I have it over here. A lot of Rambam Ahava. Okay. So Perches. Yeah, it makes sense, right? So the Rambam it's really you know the sugya starts in Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dalet. Okay, halacha dalet, parakhes halacha dalet. Yerakas shadarkan lehi sholik. Yerakas, which is it's normal to cook them. Shesholkan, and you did cook them. Mevarachal mei sholik shalehen brei pi adama. You make it on the mei sholik also brei pi adama. Vehu shesholkan lishtres mei meyan. Shemei mei shlokas kishlokas b'makom shadarkan lishtaisa. You have to have in mind when you cook them that your intent is to use the liquid also. Tavash tamarim avarchan olav tachila shehakol. Okay. Now the Rambam does not. So the Rambam is doing two things over here. First of all, he's telling you the chiluk between meishlokas and the case of tamarim is because over here darchan lehisholek. Which passes, that's the chiluk, without saying so many words as the Rambam was one. But he adds a new tanai, which we didn't see before. The Rambam adds that it has to be shesholkan lishtres meimegan. This halacha is only true when you originally did the original shlika, you did it with intent to use the liquid. Shemeim shesholkan is mevokim shadarkan lishtres. So you have to cook it. It has to be darkan lishtolik, as opposed to more of these type of things, which it's not darkan. It has to be that when you did this process, the process was to use the liquid. So in other words, if I'm going to cook the fruit, my main kavanah is to cook the fruit, and I have a byproduct, I have, or the vegetables, and I have this, you know, some liquid. So you know what? Looks tasty. Pour it off into a cup, and I want to drink it. So the bracha would be shahako. Now, I just want to point out one thing just before I go by there is that if you're having the soup with the vegetables in it, there's no shaila what the bracha is. You make a bracha on the vegetables. The whole discussion is that you've separated the liquid from the vegetables and you're drinking the liquid without the broth without the vegetables. So the correct bracha, it remains, you're making a brei pri adama on the clear carrot, you know, broth. That shot in the halacha, that point in the halacha that the din of meshlachas kishlachas is referring to that you're not eating the shlachas, you're just having the meshlachas. Right? Now there is an opinion. There's a sheet, six sheets of Rishonim, which says different shot, but the way it's understood in the halacha is we're talking about you've separated the shlachas from the meshlachas and you're now drinking the meshlachas by itself. And we know what's the right bracha on meshlachas. The answer is meshlachas. It's kishlachas. The correct bracha on meshlachas is the same bracha as you make on shlachas itself. If you're eating them together, so the ikur pashas is the shlokas, so there's no shaila what the bracha is.
Is it even if it's mush?
We'll get the mush. We'll get the mush.
Does it count as inside of a bowl?
Most of it is, so. Well, it'd be the same thing, because the mice doesn't make a difference, right?
Just the fact that you have something with
it. There, yeah, it looks like more differently.
Right. It's far to the more sort of hush to it or something.
Really? Okay. So now, there's a Chubas Arush, the last sheet that the Rambam brings in, there's a Chubas Arush. Chubas Arush says, Kamat the opposite of the Rambam. The Rambam says that this halacha is only true if when you cook the vegetable, you want the liquid. The Rush says this halacha is only true when you cook the liquid, you want to use the vegetable. So then, since the vegetable is kosher, and it's going to keep the bracha of the Brei Pri Adama on the vegetable, then you can say, agav that, the liquid also gets a chashivas and gets a bracha Brei Pri Adama. If your goal is to cook the vegetable in the liquid and throw the vegetable out and just drink the liquid, so the rosh and the bracha is shahakun. Even though you cooked it. Right? Yeah? So what the rosh is saying like this. In other words, we have two questions. The first question is, like the Chavon Rosh is saying, it says, what is this liquid? So this liquid has tam pri in it. It's cooked, it's tam pri in it. Okay. It's tam pri in it. So we'll go back to the original questions. I have a lot of water and I have tam pri in it. So why do I assume that the correct bracha on a case of a lot of water with tam pri is the bracha according to the tam pri? Maybe the bracha should be according to the water. So that the Rosh says no. That's the Rosh and Shubas have long said that's not the pshat. That since you cook the water, your kavana was to cook the vegetable. So even at the time of the cooking process, the water was secondary to the vegetable. So if that's the goal, so then the water doesn't become the ikra. Even when you have the water separate from the vegetable, the time of the pri is the ikra. But if when you cooked it, your goal was to throw the vegetable out and get liquid, so then the liquid is the ikra, then the bracha shahak. So, the mashal, this is prune juice. Prune juice is cooked. And the plums that they use for prune juice are planted for that purpose. So, according to the Rashi, the bracha should be pre-aids. According to the Rashi, the bracha should be pre-aids. Right? However, if you contact one of these swarm over there, he contacted the sun suite about their prune juice. He says, ask them what they do with the prunes when they're finished with making the prune juice. He says they pulp them to get out some more flavor, and they throw out they throw them out. So according to the Chubas Arush, the bracha is shahakol. You wouldn't have the Chubas Arush. You just go to the Shulchan Aruch, I have the Rosh, and I have the Rash, but the bracha is going to be Brei Pri Aitz. I add the Kinesh of the Rosh and the Chubas Arush, that I have to have Kavana for the Pri, to use the Pri, so, and then otherwise the bracha Shahakal, so then the bracha and prune juice ends up being Shahakal. So that's where we have five sheetahs in front of five Tanoim in front of us. So according to the Rosh, you only make a Brei Pri Aitz if you're it's cooked. According to Rashba, you only say Brei Pri Aitz if the Russian Pesachim. According to Rashba, you only say Brei Pri Aitz if it's normally planted for this purpose. He says Roiv, and that's questionable. Does he mean Dafka Roiv, or means, you know, just it's a normal planting for this purpose? And Pashas will assume different varieties No, if that's this variety is planted for that purpose, that's sufficient. We have the Mordechai. The Mordechai comes along and says the chilek is it used more along the lines of an oichel or more along the lines of a mashke? Okay. Then we have the Rambam. The Rambam adds that when you cooked it because you wanted to use the liquid. We have the Rosh, and the Tshuva says that you cooked it, you wanted to use the fruit also. Right. So you meet all five criteria, then the bracha is going to be the original bracha of Brei Pi Eitz or Brei Pi Adoma, and there you have it. Okay. However, in the Bidiyavid, so every once in a while I get this, you know, interesting phone call. My wife said, Brei Pi Eitz on the orange juice, you know. We're talking about oranges, and he said, Brei Pi Eitz on the oranges. What do we do? Said, nothing. You don't go back and say Shehako, because according to the Rashba, the right bracha on orange juice is Brei Pi Eitz. You know, prune juice for sure.
Special mint for oranges?
Orange juice is made from juice oranges. So it's a totally different. It's not, I mean, totally different. It's an orange, but it's the same. There's a special variety which is used for orange juice.
If you have pulp inside of it, that also
can be found. If the pulp, again, the pulp is clearly the tuffel, the nature is the. Now, here's an interesting question. Okay. Which Daniel was asking. We seem to have been ignoring our halacha over here. There is in Reish Beis Sif Zion. So the Mechaber brings like this: Tomorrow Shemiyachon Biyad, Vosim Hanisa. He takes dates and he makes it into like a paste. He took out the seeds, right? So the bracha still repudiates. So it comes along the Ramah. The Ramah says the fees there with the Latveren Hanikra Pavidla. So it's a type of like a jelly. The bracha is Brei Pi Eitz. Some say you make a bracha of shahako. But type bracha shachilu the bracha shahako. You say Brei Pi Eitz or yotzu chayin nira ikr. So what's the chiluk? The chiluk is like Mishabur points out that this sheet which argues the yesharim that you say it's a tumah sedeshim is because
they say what Brei Pi
Eitz. No, they say shahako is because it's not nikr. And this is when you talk about the issue, you discuss issues in halacha, you know, is it still nicker? So I cook applesauce. So what's the right bracha on applesauce? So according to for Sephardim, the bracha on applesauce is Brei Pi Eitz. The Ramah says, for Ashkenazim, nicker bracha on applesauce is also Brei Pi Eitz, nicker than is Brei Pi Eitz. However, the minhag is to make a shahako, because we're chashish for the other sheet. However, it depends. If it's nicker or not. If it still looks like apples, means that a person makes homemade applesauce and there's still pieces of apples in it, then the bracha is Brei Pi Eitz. You have the store-bought kind, which is like pureed and it's made very thin, etc. And so therefore the bracha is a shahako. Shataz comes along and says on the sheet of the Truma Sadesh, now the Ramah, he says, one second. Eilucha, not nicker, Godol from May Shlokas. You cook, you take, carrots, and you cook carrots in liquid. You remove the carrots, you have a clear broth, and the broth is Brei Pi Adoma. It's not nicker. It doesn't look like carrots to me, right? So Taz brings a raya from that din of May Shlokas as a raya connected to the sheet of the Trumas Hadesh, and he passes a little chamaisa, the bracha of Brei Pi Eitz, Brei Pi Adoma, whatever the case would be, and the Ramah, he thinks it's on the Ramah.
The whole din of that nicker is
Trumas Hadesh? It's
Trumas
Hadesh.
So they have a cornflour, that's all
Trumas
Hadesh?
That's a Gemara. The Gemara talks about it when it talks about not in a cooking process, in a grinding process, down to something which has an Iluya Karina. So I take corn and I grind it down to cornmeal and I eat cornmeal, right? So it has an Iluya Karina. So the original way to eat corn is corn. So then it becomes a shahako. And a chanami. If I would tell you that most corn in the world is made in order to make cornmeal out of it, so not that the hachi could be the great bracha on cornmeal muffins. Or, I don't know whether there's any flour in there, but if there's just cornmeal in it, it would be Brei Pi Adoma. And the requirement of nikkur is built on this halacha over here. And so, and the Chaber says, the Chaber says ladam, right? So, Kamer Chaber, the bracha is always bray pireitz. So, the Taz says, I have a raya from this. Well, the case over here was of fruits. So, the case of the Shulchan Aruch was a case of dates. So, the same idea. Right. So let's go back to. The Prima Gadol, the Prima Gadol over here in the Mishpat says, in Reish Beis, gives a different angle answer. He says that the problem is usually when you cook these things, you add sugar, you add spices, you add all the other things, and therefore the time that you're tasting is not the time of the pre anymore. In other words, the whole lomas was at the time of the pre, which it goes into the liquid, it schleps with it the bracha of the original pre. But over here, it's not the time of the pre anymore because you have sugar and you have spices and you have all the different things in it. It says enochanami in a case where it's nicker time. The original flavor is still nicker. Even if it's in Mukhlagamri, so the Prima Gadol says the bracha is brepirates. So if I would cook unsweetened applesauce, according to him, even if it's totally down, so it's not nicker at all, but since it's the flavor, the flavor of the apples is still in it, that's the Nemesh Lokas. So where is it the case that you cook it together? Other things. So since all of it, calls on it's nicker, you have the item there itself, so you make a brepirates. But if the whole kaviyas is based on time, and when you cook it, there's other flavors are mixed in to the time, that's when it loses its bracha. So it's going to hit that echanam if it's nikkur the time. So he doesn't say, well, how much nikkur time is called nikkur time. So according to him, you have to say the echanam in the case of meishlokas and these type of things, that the bracha is that the bracha remains. Because we're saying the nicker flavor there is the flavor of the Irokas.
Is he saying not to explain the stira between Meperos?
He's got the answer, the din of the Ramah, how the Ramah shouldn't be a stira from the din of Meshlokas. He's answering the Taz's Kash. He'd be saying, the Taz is really right in some cases, the Ramah didn't mean that, the Jimalash didn't mean that. He only meant in the case. So let's say somebody asked me a question. He wants to know why in chicken soup the Bracha Shahak. So, because he says, the main flavor is vegetable flavor. Now, so I told him he hasn't come to my house for chicken soup. That's the first thing I told him. Because in my house, the main flavor is chicken. But even if you say not like that, but there's clearly a significant time of the chicken in it, to the point where you have the argument of the Prima Gadol. Prima Gadol says that situation, It loses its din of nikkur because the whole nikkur is ayin etam, and the tam really doesn't taste right. It doesn't taste at the vegetables anymore. Therefore, the bracha is shahakol. Okay. Let's say a person makes a potato soup.
Sorry, by Rose and Mom.
Okay. So potato soup is an interesting thing because the nature of potatoes, if you cook them long enough, they dissolve. They fall apart into the water. So you end up with basically dissolved potato in there. So it's not nicker anymore, right? But according to this, but the mice of the time is still the time of potatoes. So it's cooked, right? Now the Rosh, what you have to say is it normal to make potato soup? Oh, I don't know. You go to Potato Institute of America, whatever it's called, and they'll tell you there are 400 million different ways to use a potato, Like, they're so proud of their potato, There's 375 different ways to use a potato, something like that. So I don't know whether this is any worse than any other of them, They tell you what's the probably the majority
of potatoes. It's definitely dumb up. It's like big potatoes.
There's a little piece of the clearly the pieces of the potatoes. It's no Shiloh. I'm talking about it's mamash dissolved. So according to the Rosh Hashanah, you cooked it. According to the Rashba, this is a normal usage. It's hard to say it was not the dafka daita hachi, but it is a normal usage.
Isn't it like mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes, the bracha is brepi adam, unless it's so It's not nicker than challah, it's a potato.
Yeah, like the yeshivas of it.
That's made from powder. Instant. That's made from powder. So that's some poiskim. That's some poiskim. Handle the shayla because Betzim lost its whole surah. But I want to reconstitute. It looks similar to what a potato would look like. Is that called nicker or not? For some Zaman held, it's called nicker. Because it reconstitutes back to looking something similar to what it was originally. So Rosh Hashanah, the Moshe holds that the correct bracha on Pringles is Brepi Adoma. As opposed to the other person saying that Pringles are made from reconstituted potato bugs. Right? And then they make it into Pringles, really the bracha Shehakol, according to them. So that's the machlokes. If at the end of the day you can make it look man-made, look as if it was the British original potato, is it called a potato or not? Is it called nicker or not? That's the machlokes. And the yeshiva's potatoes, Pringles. I still say shahakal and Pringles. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm still.
Cornflakes,
you have to ask. There's two different ways to make them, and that gets into the shayla. You know, there's different ways of making them, so you have to ask. They do studies. Not all cornflakes are created equal. Cornflakes punk to grow. There's two different ways of making them. One of them is adam. One of them is a shahakal. Okay, let's not get too involved in that. I just want to stick to over here. So, but interesting. The fruit stays in there, and I want the soup with the liquor. I mean, I want so. According to the argument of the Rosh, I'm using the fruit still. So the soup was a Rosh. I'm using the fruit. According to the argument of the Rambam, I want to make the soup. I want to use the liquid. According to the argument of the Mordechai, the Maisa, I eat it. It's, you know, Adarab, potato soup is a nice thick thing which a person Badafka eats like a food. So the only question would be a case where it's dissolved totally. In a case where it's totally dissolved, would you, according to the Rashba, it's not dissolved. It's no shell. It's nicker. You have potato pieces there. We dissolve totally. According to the Rashba, is it called not a daita d'hachi? We could argue that it is. So pashas, there's no shell. Even a potato soup which is dissolved, the bracha still is going to be a brei pri al domer.
Even with other flavors added.
Again, but I think the prima donna's point was that they're not overpowering enough that you don't taste the original time. We're supposed to, like a jelly, the type of things we're making, like a jelly, different things. It's really a different. I mean, I'm not a big bucky in flavors, but, you know, applesauce tastes quite different than an apple. As opposed to, I guess, potato soup tastes like a potato in my soup. Like, you know, it's interesting, but that. Okay, just that's basically dealing with the soup. I just wanted to touch on two. Once we're talking about soups, so just chicken. We mentioned chicken soup with vegetables. So what's the right bracha? So there's no shalat. The bracha on the soup should be shahakal. Shalat. What's the bracha on the vegetables?
Everybody says shahakal on the soup.
Even though
there's vegetables.
Yeah, again, I can't tell you. You have one of these places where they're totally cheap. And they don't put any real flavor into the soup, you know. So then usually there's not too many vegetables either. But like, you know, they but in case you have a lot of vegetables and very little chicken flavor, maybe it's a vegetable soup with chicken broth in it. Yeah, not the average case. Make your flavors the chicken. Right? It's about the other time. Yeah. Now, so again, if you're eating it, you know, just the broth, no shayla, you know, you take the broth out and then make a shahak. You're eating it with the vegetables. So what's the right bracha with this? This is not a meishlokas issue. This is a ikir b'tafel shayla. Hichol ikir b'tafel. So in hichol ikir b'tafel, if a person eats, even if something is nicker, let me go back a step. People make a mistake in ikir b'tafel. I just want to clarify this point. People think that you're eating the tafel without a bracha. That's incorrect. There's nothing eating a food without a bracha. But Chazal are touching up on the concept of ikir b'tafel is that since the tafel is tafel, the bracha of the ikir includes the tafel also. So a person has cereal and milk, and he makes a brei mezonos on the cereal, and in the end he has a little bit of milk left over, and he drinks the milk. He's not just drinking milk without a bracha. He made a mezonos on the milk. The correct, on this milk, the correct bracha was mezonos. it's tofel to the mezarnas, so the correct bracha is mezarnas. You made a mezarnas on the milk. Like a, you know, riddle, like when's the right bracha on the milk? Mezarnas, by case of Kirvat. Okay. Right. So over here the shahakal you're making is the bracha on the vegetables, even though I can see the vegetables, etc. However, we differentiate in a halacha with a case of where a tofel is eaten without the ikur, a tofel is eaten with the ikur. If the derech is to eat the tofel without the ikur, let's say it's not good, let's say by fruit cocktail. So fruit cocktail comes in two sizes, like small pieces. So there's a combination of rapier dom and rapier eitz. The rov is let's say how eitz. So if it's all cut in small pieces, the correct bracha is how eitz. Because you can assume in every spoonful that you're going to get, there'll be some eitz and some adama. Well, obviously, each spoonful will be the rov necessarily, but they're always going to be eaten together. I have, you know, a Bacher's version of fruit salad. It's like, you know, it's three pieces. You take an apple to cut into three pieces. You take a banana to cut into three pieces, and that's fruit salad. So there's the large pieces over there. When you eat the apple piece, you eat the apple piece. When you eat the banana piece, you eat the banana piece. Right? So over there, the pashas, the bracha, it's not called. It wasn't a teruvis that gets into the mikra tofu. If it's the derech is to eat the teruvis independently, it's not a teruvis, bad. So if I'm going to eat small pieces of vegetables, which means each spoonful of vegetables, there'll be some soup and some vegetables in it. And that's normal. What's going to happen? So the bracha is shahakol. The shahakol goes on the vegetables also. If you have large pieces of vegetable in there, which you're basically eating the piece of vegetable independently of the soup, so you would make a bracha on that piece of vegetable independent of the bracha shahakal on the soup.
Even if there's a little bit of soup in the spoon as vegetable?
Yeah, again, if it's clearly what, you know, what you're getting is a big piece of vegetable with a little bit of soup. I mentioned there's the person talking about the shahakal about when you have kanedlach in the soup, what the bracha is. So miyomai, I never understood the shayla until I went to New York, and I was invited up by one of my talmidim they took me out to dinner in New York, and I ordered chicken soup with a knedel, and I got a knedel like this big, with the size of a basketball, with a little bit of soup on the bottom. Then I understood the shayla. You know, the normal knedel that I'm used to, like, you know, there's no shayla. Now mezonos halacha, the mezonos is never considered a tofu. Qualify that, but in most cases, mezonos is not considered a tofu, even if it's the meat. But it's, on the other hand, if it's the meat, it doesn't necessarily overpower the roiv and give the roiv the locha of the mezonos. So you'd have to make a mezonos on. You put soup mandels in, or you put knedels in. You make a mezonos on them. And since the ma'aser, you want that the soup as for the soup content independently of that. So you make a shahak on the soup sides. If you're like a little kid, you load up your whole soup with five layers of soup mandels. Right, then the bracha is mezonos without no shahak. Yeah, that's not a shayla, you know. But in the average case, the bracha is going to be, it will be two brachas in that type of situation. And that's a general rule. Whenever you have a mezonos, which is a miut, and you clearly want the non-mezonos item, which is a tofel, and they're distinct, so you make two brachas. So Moshe says it has said a tshuva about the ice cream sandwiches. He says, you know, see if your real goal is just the sandwich and the ice cream is just there to make the sandwich taste better, so then you make a mezonos. If you attack like ice cream, you want to eat the ice cream, you also. So they're distinct. So you make two brachas. Now that's if they're not cooked together. If they're cooked together, things get more complicated, but that's a separate issue.